Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnow. As always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Today is Friday of the fourth week of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's gospel from St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going." "How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Father.
Okay, well, this particular gospel I've probably read or heard read by a deacon close to 300 times at funerals. And but it is a beautiful gospel that reminds us of the reality of heaven. And I don't know if we hear much preached about heaven, the reality of it, or how to go there. And in reality, it's the most important and one of the most important topics because it's where we're headed. I believe one of the Vatican II documents said that man has to answer three questions: where did I come from, who am I, and where am I going? So where are we? We're hopefully heading for heaven. I think the first off is to step back a little bit and think or pray about this dwelling place that the Father has prepared for us and Jesus has prepared for us. Have you ever reflected on what's waiting for us at the other side of death and after a life of virtue and faithfulness to Christ? I think it's important because if we don't understand the goal, then we don't strive for it. And a lot of people, when they speak about heaven, they say pithy sayings like, Aunt Gertrude is in a better place. And, I think Kitty Hawk, North Carolina is probably a better place than Silver Spring. But yeah, it's just sort of a really minimal comparison that is far from reality. And the Catechism speaks about heaven as being the fulfillment of all desire. And I'm always moved and edified by the fact that Jesus said that he has prepared a place for me and a place for you. And there are many dwelling places, not a few. So there is a place ready for us. And the question is, how do we unlock the key? Well, in usually my homilies, I use this way of preaching this is I say that, heaven's waiting for us, but we all have to make an RSVP. And I want to use some quotes from saints and what does it mean to RSVP and get to heaven so we can get to that dwelling place that our Lord has prepared for us. And first we have to repent. And let's start with Don Bosco, a saint who's in heaven right now. Don Bosco prayed for us and he says this: "Do you want to become saints?" In other words, do you want to go to heaven? What's a saint? Someone who's in heaven. Here is the secret. Confession is the lock. Confidence in your confessor is the key. This is how you open heaven's gates. So the first way to repent is to make sure we're free from serious sin and go to confession. Hopefully all listeners go frequently. Secondly, sing God's praises. I've used this as a way of looking at Mass, that the way we worship God and we praise God and we sing as a family is, and even in the book of Revelation, there is a reference of worshiping God through singing, and it's also a depiction of the Mass, is we go to Mass. And obviously, I hope most listeners go to Sunday Mass, it's a given, but do you do daily Mass? And St. Lawrence Justinian, he says, quote, "There is no prayer or good work so great, so pleasing to God, so useful to us as the Mass." All right, so there's nothing better we can do to prepare for heaven than to go to Mass frequently and to receive the Blessed Sacrament in the state of grace. There's just a beautiful way of nourishing ourselves, preparing ourselves to be in heaven, right? Visit God in prayer. A question to ask ourselves is, do we realize that prayer is vital to get to heaven? Because in prayer, we get to know God, and we keep, God keeps redirecting us. He has to constantly redirect us because we're so kind of topsy-turvy and scatterbrained, you know? So prayer is where we do this. And Alphonsus Liguori, another saint, and he's called the doctor of prayer. His is a pointed quote about prayer that we should consider. And he can be harsh at times, but he was a man who was very clear in his teaching. He says this, quote, "If you pray, you are sure of saving your soul. If you do not pray, you are sure to lose your soul." A very simple anecdote. And I thought, oh, well said. no mincing words there. And but we have to visit God in prayer. And finally, most importantly, I think something we have to think about is we have to persevere. What's the biggest population in the United States of America and the world today is non-practicing Catholics. And many people start well, but don't persevere. How many times we've started projects, but never finished them. And we need to finish this project of our sanctification and holiness. And that's why we should always end with St. Jose Maria. St. Jose Maria Escriva says, "To begin is for everyone, to persevere is for saints." So that it's necessary. And our Lord will even say that in the Holy Gospel, that there is necessity in another gospel for perseverance. So there we have it, RSVP. And there is a place waiting for us. So take to heart this message that, you know, that God has this really awesome place prepared for us. And it is beyond words that we can say that can in a justifiable manner describe what is prepared for us. But nonetheless, do we realize that it's waiting for us, and the Lord gives us the key, but we have to open the door. God bless.